are listening to Up to Me Radio, the best in inspirational talk radio. It's up to me.
Hello, my friends, and welcome to Coffee with Kim. I invite you to journey with me to a new day. I believe God has led you to this moment and this place because He is about to bring purpose and potential to your story. So join thousands of women and men from around the globe who have discovered how powerful their stories become once Christ touches them with His purpose. Don't you long to make this same discovery? Then grab your coffee, scoot in, and join me as we let God's Word reveal how every part of your past has been preparing you for this very moment.
What is life's purpose? I mean, isn't that something we all think about? And let me ask you this. At what age does one supposed to engage in this purpose? Hello, everyone, and welcome to Coffee with Kim. I am so glad you're here. Gosh, do we have an incredible show for you today. In talking about the purpose, Paul, in the New Testament, the apostle, when talking to the young Timothy, his son in faith, as it's described, says this. He says to young Timothy, don't let anyone look down on you because you're young, but rather set an example for the believers in speech, in conduct, in love, in faith, and in purity. Devote yourself to public reading of the scriptures, to preaching and teaching, in other words, to just living what you're seeing in through the scriptures. He goes on to say to young Timothy, do not neglect your gift. In other words, he's saying your purpose starts now. Do not neglect your gift. Be diligent in these matters and give yourself wholly to them. Wow. So that means, doesn't it, that our purpose starts whenever we're ready to allow God to activate that? Well, today on our show, I am going to be introducing to you once again, bringing back once again, a group of teens who are dedicated to serving and fulfilling their purpose. And you're going to hear not only how that began in them and what has transpired just since I've known them, but you're going to hear today what they're doing, how they're allowing their faith to be activated to go on to be an example to others. So without any further ado, it is my great honor to bring on our Teen Talk staff of Augusta, Georgia. Good morning, teens.
Good morning.
Oh, it's so good to hear your voice. Let's go around. Let's introduce yourselves. The first name, tell us who is joining us today live from Augusta Christian. Applause. Yay. So who? Let's introduce ourselves.
Hi, my name is Abby.
Hey, my name is Haley.
Hey, this is Riley.
Hey, this is Lawton.
Hey, this is Bailey.
Hey, this is Jordan.
Hey, this is Alyssa.
Hey, this is Jane Ann.
Good morning, everybody. Thank you so much for joining us. So let's just jump right into this. You know, when we've talked about this a lot when we've been together, that in your generation, Generation Z, as you've been labeled, that loneliness has become at epidemic proportions. Loneliness. Let's talk about that a minute. Would you all agree that that is something that is really permeating your generation right now? And why?
Yeah, I would definitely agree that loneliness is really apparent in our generation. A lot of times because of social media, because we're closing ourselves off from real people, and because we don't know how to deal with these emotions we have sometimes and these different situations we find ourselves in.
Is this Haley?
Yeah, that was Haley.
Haley. So, yeah, that's one of the things that I'd like to talk to you all about, that it's so that we as parents and teachers and guardians need to understand. It's like it's so hard when you mention this to adults of this generation. is feeling so lonely and isolated because the first response is, well, how can this be? My son has so many friends on social media. They're always on social media. So explain to us why there can be such loneliness when there are such great number of social media friends. What's the disconnect there, do you think?
This is Jang Ang. I think some of it is because people are so worried about having as many followers as they possibly can. So some people may not even know you. They may just follow you to follow you so they can say they have more followers, and then you really don't have a friendship with it.
That's enlightening. Anybody else have a thought on that?
This is Abby, and I think that you can have a lot of people around you, but you could still feel lonely because you never know who is actually there for you when you need someone.
Oh, gosh, that's good. Anybody else? Do you think that we really present our real selves on social media? And why or why not?
This is Jordan, and I think we do not show our real selves on social media because some people could feel ashamed of who they are, and they try to put on a face just to get more followers or to be that person that everyone knows, but they don't really know who they are.
Gosh, I think you just hit it right on. Do you think, let's talk about this for a bit. Do you think that if we're only presenting the happy, the smiles and the pretty clothes and the pretty dates and the pretty cars or whatever it is, how does that make the seers of that feel? What is the message that is being projected? What is that saying into our hearts and our souls, do you think, that really may be the catalyst of this isolation? So if we're just presenting the best on social media, what's that doing in our communities, in our schools?
Hey, this is Haley, and I think it causes a sense of like mystery on a person because you don't really understand their real life. You don't understand what's going through their head every day. All you see is the best and the brightest of them, and you don't really see the darkest parts of their life they try to hide, because it's so much easier to represent yourself on social media as someone who is happy and successful and who's living a good life.
Absolutely, Haley. And so do you think that all takes us into that, what God actually tells us not to do, which is we start comparing ourselves with everyone else's lives? And if you're only showing what is the good and the happy, I'm sitting at home and I've just, gotten grounded, or I've just gotten a bad grade on a test, or I'm living with an alcoholic parent, or I'm struggling with cutting because I don't feel so good and I see all the smiles around me, then that really, I'm comparing my worst against everyone else's seemingly best, right? And what is that doing to us? How does that manifest itself in you when you walk into school on Monday morning, when you know you've had a horrible weekend, but all the social media for everyone else shows everybody laughing and smiling? How does that cause an isolation among all of us? And this is, yes, this is, we're talking teens, but this is actually an adult thing as well. So what is that, how does that cause us to be different even in the crowds that you were talking about, I think Haley mentioned?
This is Alyssa, and it kind of feels like we're kind of the outcast because, we see everybody having these great lives, and we're kind of just sitting at home eating pizza and watching Netflix alone.
Yes.
And I think it also causes us to portray a face that's not really us in order to maybe live up to the other people's standards that they post.
Oh, absolutely. And I'm so thank you. We have young men who have joined us, and I'm so thankful because we need your voice on this as well. So thank you. And I think that's exactly what you're saying. We're drawing this portrait of who we wish we were, or who we wanted to be, or how we wish life was, but that's not our portrait. And what is the danger teens, you've seen this. What is the danger in not embracing the life we have? What does that cause us to do? How is that manifested in our lives?
I think that since we're all so busy hiding under, like, a mask of, like, a fake identity, that nobody realizes what we're actually going through, so they don't think to ask us about it. They think we're already content with something happy, and so nobody really gets the connection that you get when you're in person.
That is so true. I know even with my life, if I walk in somewhere and everybody's just seen all the good, it's very hard to break through the walls and say, well, it's not really all that good. Or like you said, to start taking that mask off, right? That is so hard. You don't even know, we really don't even know where to start, do we? It's just like, so is it easier? Doesn't it become easier? Just go, okay, this is who everybody thinks I am, so I'm just going to go with it. But in the midst of that, we kind of start losing our soul. And really, how will we ever find our purpose if we're not who we are? And how can we ever truly have friends if they don't know who we are? So what is the answer to all this? What do we begin doing? Because we've kind of discovered some answers together. What have we discovered is a way to start? That's kind of the bad news, and that's where the multitudes of our teens are right now. And you know what, before we even move on, I would like to ask you all, if we're speaking to a teen right now who says, gosh, I know exactly what they're feeling, that's exactly my life, what would you say to them about the ones who are feeling so alone at this moment? What would you say to them right now?
This is Jan. I would say be yourself, because that's the best you can be. You don't need to be anybody that you're not.
Thank you, Janann.
This
anybody
is Riley.
Else?
I would say that when you're portraying somebody else and when you're trying to, like I said, you know, live up to other people, that causes a pretty big weight on you that you have to carry around, and that causes a big burden on your heart. So when you stop doing those things, and when you stop trying to make your identity somebody that's not you, you experience freedom in that.
Oh, gosh, Riley, that is so good. And it goes right back to what Paul was saying to Timothy. He said, don't let anybody look down on you, you know, because you're young. And he goes on, you know, to talk about, you know, the speech and the conduct. It's almost like that could be today's word. It's like, don't you all think that so many times that we think that, gosh, if we were just the real me, that people really will look down upon us, or they might think less than, or maybe not accept me if I don't put forth this happy facade that I'm wearing? Do you all feel like that's a part of this?
This is Alyssa, and yeah, I do, because some people that just really don't, who don't know God, they don't know that God, He loves you, like, no matter who you are and no matter what you do.
Absolutely. And I think that's the thing, is to understand so many times we began to feel invisible in this world because no one can see the real us. And if you're not the real you, you can just become very, very invisible feeling. And when we start to feel invisible, our hearts begin to ache because of the isolation. And when our hearts begin to ache, you all tell me, what do you see teens around you doing to try to relieve some of the aches of their heart? What does this loneliness, how does it manifest itself? What are you all seeing among the teens of your generation?
Hey, this is Haley again, and something I've seen sometimes in people I know especially is that they'll start to close themselves off even more. Instead of them actually, like, letting go of these negative emotions, they'll start to become more shut out and more almost, like, thorny towards everyone else because they don't want people to find out about it. As it gets worse and worse, they want to build up more and more walls, and that just makes it worse.
Absolutely. It's absolutely, because you're always looking behind your back to see who's going to shatter the silence of the secrets of your life, right? You're so afraid that someone's going to find out. What else? What are some of the other ways that you see this manifested? Any actions that you see?
This is Alyssa, and some of the teens, like, they just start cutting themselves or getting addicted to alcohol because they kind of feel like they can just try and wash it all away with, like, alcohol and addictions. Really, that'll just make them worse in the end.
There you go. Cutting, alcohol, addictions. That's exactly the way it's been manifested. What about bullying? Do you think that people start bullying out of hurt?
This is Jang Ann. I do, and you don't always realize that you're doing it, but it hurts other people, and it makes the people that are already feeling bad feel worse about themselves, and the people that are bullying are not always feeling good about themselves either.
Absolutely. And let me ask you this. If for a teen who's in this type of isolation and are carrying on these type of activities, and I know it's been a long time since I was this age, but it's what does the Bible say? There's nothing new under the sun. I can remember these same feelings. And I didn't have the scrutiny that you all have with the social media, but, you know, there I was trying, you know, I was the cheerleader, I was the track runner, I was this, but on the inside I was so hurting, and I became very suicidal and actually took a lot of aspirins in a crazy attempt to take my life. I was, you know, doing things that were very unbecoming and not in a risque way, but in a way that, you know, just the hiding behind the mask and pretending. And, you know, what would you say I was able to cover it up so much. And now I did kind of have absentee parents. They were doing the best they could, but they had their own things going on. What can you say to parents that would help them discover the depth of their son or daughter's hurt right now in isolation? What would be some things that you would suggest that they began to take note of?
This is Jang Ann. I would listen to your kids and try to ask what they need, and, like, if they don't answer right away, they're going to eventually answer.
Good. Anything else?
This is Haley, and what I would say for parents is don't try to push your way into your kids' life automatically. It's not going to end well. It's going to end with a lot more fighting and backlash, and it's just going to be, like, terrible. What you can start, though, is try by building connection, building a way they can actually trust you with what's going on in their life. Because a lot of times, teens won't talk to their parents because they don't trust them enough not to like do anything, but just to be there to listen. And sometimes that's what you need to do.
So what would be a good first step then, Haley? Like, I'm a parent, and I've just heard what you all have said. Tell me, guys and girls, what would be some first steps for parents? How to initiate this type of conversation.
Hey, this is Lawton. I'd say the best first step is to just spend time with your son or daughter, because I had the same experience with my dad a few years ago. Like, we weren't really close, like, at all, but we went on this camping trip, just me and him, for about 3 days, and it really brought me a lot closer together, because there wasn't any cell service and there wasn't really anything to do except, like, physical activities. So me and him just got really close from fishing, biking, canoeing, whatever we wanted to do. And it just brought us a whole lot closer together, and I feel like we have a much stronger relationship now.
Wow, Lawton, thank you so much. You know, you go out on a – you know what that makes me think of? I don't know if you all like country music, but there's a country music song where the father takes his daughter fishing, and the name of the song is, "And She Thinks We Were Just Fishing." That's what your dad did. It's like you go out to do something and that's fun, but yet something greater develops. Oh, I love that. Anything else? And thank you for sharing your personal experience with that. That's amazing. Anybody else?
Hey, this is Riley again. I would say encourage your kid if you know he or she is, like, struggling with it, because a simple act of encouragement, whether that be, you know, by voicing encouragement or doing an action of encouragement, can really just uplift somebody, anybody for that matter. So.
Yeah. That's good.
Oh, I heard a lot of people chiming in on that. That's great. So you know what? Encourage would be the opposite of course, discouraging. So really what the meat of an undertone of that message is by encouraging, you're saying, I'm with you, I'm not against you, I'm not judging you, I'm just here for you, right?
Yeah.
Something came to my mind this morning, something happened, and I could have gotten angry. The Lord whispered in my spirit, Kim, if you get mad, you're going to miss the miracle. Isn't that powerful?
Yeah.
So it's like parents, don't get mad or angry when your teens or when others are doing something. And this goes both ways. It's like teens, don't get mad with your parents. This is a moment maybe where a miracle could happen if we just kind of set the emotions aside and go, hey, we need a miracle here. We need a connection. So you all have really, gosh, I know there are a lot of parents out there taking a lot of notes. Anything else that you'd like to say to parents about making connections with their kids?
This is Alyssa, and you don't always have to do, like, big gestures. You could just let them know that I'm here if you want to talk about anything that's troubling you.
Right. Just always being there. That is so wonderful. Well, I will tell you what, you all are, as I know, some of the wisest teens I've ever been around, and obviously our listeners do too, and that's why they crave to hear you, and that's why you have your own radio program, and I'm just always so pleased with your responses. Now, what I would like to do is we've talked about some of the hurts, the loneliness, how it's been manifested some of the ways that we as parents and you as teens can kind of start bridging this gap a little bit. You know, one of the scripture I would say that would kind of go with that when we're talking to our parents or to one another is Galatians 6:2, where the Bible tells us that we can literally help one another carry our burdens. But we can't do that unless we know our burdens, right? Right, teens?
Yes, absolutely. That's good.
Absolutely. So we're going to take a 30-second break, and when we come back, we're going to talk about how we can carry each other's burdens, which we talked about quite a bit with the communication. But we're going to talk about how you all have broken down so many of the walls to really be able to communicate well, and how you've had to work to keep that communication open in the last year, and what now you feel God is calling you to do with that openness that you have found in something that's coming up in June. So are you all get ready to talk about it? You ready to talk about this when we get back?
Yeah.
Oh, you all, I just love you so much. All right, and to our listeners, we again would like to thank you so much for joining us. If you would have a question and you would like to call in, you can call in the station and talk to one of these wise teens at 347-324-5246. That's 347-324-5246, and press 1 so that we know that you would like to come on air and say something of encouragement to one of the teens or to ask a question. We'd love to have you. So also, when we get back in 30 seconds, we will go into the second part of our show. We have some incredible things to share with you. So after 30 seconds, we'll be right back.
I'm probably okay to have one more drink before I drive home. I'm probably okay. I open the window to stay alert. Probably okay. I just popped some gum in my mouth.
Step out of the car, please.
I probably made a mistake.
Probably okay isn't okay when it comes to drinking and driving. If you see a warning sign, stop and call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Coffee with Kim. Today we are having our teen talk, and we're so delighted to have our teens live from Augusta, Georgia. Yay! There they are. So before we get back to our show, I'd like to invite you, if you're here and you'd like to know more about what we do, I would love to invite you to our website at kimcrable, kimcrable.org, to gather more information about our ministries and ways that we can connect with you, because we would love to connect with you. We'd like to invite you to like us on Facebook. We've just got over 20,000 likes. We're so excited, because that means there's 20,000 of us who gather each day to encourage and equip one another. You can join us at www.facebook.com/rosesandrainbows. Like for you to remember that our Burdens of Blessings tour is underway as we speak. I'd love to bring this transformational message to your town. We have just a couple of dates open in 2019 and a few dates left in 2020. Go to our website, or you may contact Karen at kimcrable.org, and let's get booked and get to your town soon. We'd like to remind you that you can see us on NRV-TV each Tuesday or Wednesday morning. The show that's now airing is Burdens to Blessings. We'd love for you to connect with that. NRV-TV, check your area for local listings. And now I'm so delighted to tell you that Cherished, it is actually in the Cracker Barrel restaurants now all across the country. What a wonderful gift to give your mom this Mother's Day, to let her know how cherished she is. So go buy your Cracker Barrel or get online. We would love to have you participate and be a part of that. On June 2nd, a new book release will be coming out called Infinitely More. You can pre-order that now, so stay tuned for that. These are all just the many ways that God allows us to brag about the wonderful things that he has done in our lives, and that we can share the hope and the joy that we have found in him. Right, teens?
Yeah, right.
Lots of ways to share his love, isn't it? So let's come back, and we were talking about the hurt and the isolation, and we talked about the way to really begin to break through that wall, and it really is by communication. This started a year or so ago. How did we start breaking down the walls in your group?
Hey, this is Haley, and one thing I noticed is that we all started to trust each other more, and that was really important, because then we are able to actually connect one another when we realize that this isn't going to go outside the group. This isn't something that I'm going to have to worry about the entire school knowing. I can say this here and get it off my chest and not be afraid of other people judging me for it.
There you go. You start with a small group. Haley, I love that. And that's what we did when we started the Burdens of Blessings program at your school. It was a larger group, but it was small. It was like 60 young ladies. So it was kind of large, but yet it seemed so much small in comparison to the school. But we actually committed to one another, didn't we? Who would like to share about what we committed to one another as we talked?
We committed, this is Abby, by the way. And we told each other that we would not share any of the stuff that happened in the group. It would stay where we were, and that it wouldn't go outside of the group to where we would get embarrassed or something.
And that was really important, and that really helped us to really be able to share the hurts of our hearts. And remember, we didn't even say it the first time, because what we were talking about earlier, about sometimes there's so much that we're not even sure how to step out and share, you know, say it. So rather than saying it, how do we initially get these burdens off of our heart and get it out to start breaking out from the isolation that we felt?
This is Alyssa, and we did, like, the little paper bag thing with the hearts, where we said, like, I want, like, to be heard, or, like, the hurts that we had on our hearts. And we also, like, put team-building exercises, and we also blew bubbles. And
yeah, that was fun.
Who said that was fun?
That was Haley.
Yeah, it was fun. So we did lots of fun activities. 60s, which go back to, I think, Lawton or was talking about, you know, or Riley maybe. We did a lot of things that caused us to feel like we could trust one another, and we made a commitment that we could trust one another, and we did the hard things, didn't we? We decided we're going to really try to find ourselves in all this. Since that time, and that's been a long time, how have you all stayed committed? Because you all are still close, and you're actually bringing more people into this. How have you worked to keep the walls down so that you are more honest?
Hey, this is Haley, and sometimes what I make sure I'll do is kind of like a brain dump where I'll write everything down that I'm feeling right then, and then I'll read it out loud sometimes myself, kind of like sort through it, or I'll talk to people who I really trust and people who I'm like, I don't want you to say anything, I don't want you to do anything, that even if you would like feel this like an injustice or something terrible, I just need you to be here to listen to me. And so I find people who do that for me. I will just speak to them. I'll talk to them maybe like once a week or something like that, and make sure that I'm not holding all of this in.
I love that. I love what you said, that it's intentional, isn't it? It's an intentional. You can't just let things slide. You've got to, and you said weekly, so it's intentional. It's timely. How about the rest of you? Anything else?
Ms. Kim,
how easy is it? Yes, Jordan.
And for me personally, it's a fight. I have to continue to remind myself to be who I am and who God made me to be, and continue to get in His Word and worship, and not worry about what other people have to say. That way, I can be a light and help others.
Yes, that's good.
Killed it.
Miss Kim, this is Jang Ann, and for me it's hard because, like, I have a bunch of different friends, but you have to learn just to stay true to yourself, because I pray to God every night. I'm just like, help me get through the day and help me know, like, what to do each day, and it helps knowing that He's there for you.
Thank you. I heard a lot of people wanting to chime on this, so let's chime in on this. So this is a spot where we need to stay. And I think everybody loved the fact when Jordan said, this is still a fight, this is a battle. Now, this is a battle that we want to talk about. So as a group, I want you all to start talking about that. Is it a battle, and how are you confronting this battle to stay true to who you are? This is huge right here. Is it a battle?
Yes.
Okay, wow. I would think that that's every one of you. Let's talk about that battle. Pretend like you're talking to someone, because you are, who is in that battle. How are you battling that would give help to someone that's on that's listening right now? Playing, I heard you say. What, talking to others, anything else?
Hey, this is Lawton. I don't really have a battle right now, because like when you're in battle, you have like brothers that'll fight against your side. I kind of have my own accountability group, and we all hold each other accountable for stuff like reading our Bible every night and worshiping every day. And we kind of make sure that we're all doing good and are happy and enjoying life. And I don't know, that just really helps me stay true to who I am, and I'm pretty sure it helps them too.
That's good.
Great. And accountability. Go ahead.
This is Alyssa, and I kind of had a battle once when I was in sixth grade. I was actually being cyberbullied when I first got an Instagram account, and so like I was kind of struggling with it and didn't really know what to do. But then kind of like my sister, she kind of like helped me through it, and we prayed about it, and she told me to go find an adult, and I did. And then I kind of, like, talked with this bully, and we kind of just forgave each other.
See, that is, you know, how many other teens do you think are hiding secrets right now that are really just eating away at their souls, that they just need someone to talk to? How many do you think are around you every day?
A lot.
I would say
yeah,
all of
yeah.
them.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's. And I think that that is heartbreaking, but I think that you're right. I think there's so many that we bump into every day in the hallways that would just love to say, you know, if you only knew what was in my heart, if you only knew what I'm struggling with. I used to tell my boys, when you go to school, be kind, because not everyone is leaving the home that you're living in. And ours was far from perfect, but it wasn't abusive and it didn't have addictions, because that's what I had grown up in, and I was determined to be different. I had my own faults, and we all fall short, but they didn't have to worry about hiding bruises or, you know, having some of the things that I knew that was around them. So that's why your all's voice is so important, and that's why we do this show, so you can speak truth into those teens. I want you all to take a minute, and I want you to speak to the teen who is secretly cutting right now. I want you to speak to the teen who is secretly crying himself or herself to sleep every night. I mean, in a practical term way, what would you say to that teen's heart right now? Where would you send them to get help?
This is Haley. If I were speaking to that teen face-to-face, I would probably say, don't start out with feeling like you've told the whole world. Start out with someone you trust, someone who you know will understand and won't judge you, or someone who you know actually can help you. And sometimes that's someone on earth, and other times that's first going to prayer. And it really depends on your situation. I know everyone's not the same, but a lot of times starting out with prayer and searching your heart for what's actually going on that causes this is something that really will help.
I love that. Do any of you all have questions that you know, are unanswered about this that you would like to ask each other or ask me? Do you have questions that you have with each other?
Not really.
No, not really.
Good. Okay, just wanted to make sure. Okay, well, then let's move right on. You all, this is great. This is so good. And I know that parents are just writing down, and the teens that are going to be listening already do not feel so alone, just knowing that you all have faced some of this and that there is hope. And that's what Paul was telling Timothy. It's like you are going to be the hope in your speech and your conduct and love and faith. You know, he says this is going to be a way for you to be an example. Now, on down here in verse 16, he says, watch your life. And I just got so tickled when I read that, watch your life, because it's like leading right into what you all are doing and the theme of what's coming up. So let's tell our listeners what you all, how God has led you to share what you have found, which is the accountability, the open communication. What is it that you all feel that God has led you to do that's going to be happening in June 7th and 8th?
Teen Summit.
That's right, a teen summit. So someone tell us, what is a teen summit? If I've never heard about it, tell me about it.
It's a teen revival that we're doing this summer, and it's for all the teens around the country, and anybody can come and just learn more about Jesus and create relationships with people their age.
This is Abby, and to find like accountability people that you can trust and open yourself to.
Yes, Riley and Abby, that's right. It's going to be fun, right? Let's just start with our theme. What is the theme of the summit that you all came up with?
This is Jordan, and the theme of the summit is life with a purpose.
And tell me about that, Jordan. Why life with a purpose? Explain that to me.
Life is an acronym, and it stands for L is love, I inspire, F forgive, and E encourage.
And so what does that mean? When I come to the conference, what is that gonna What do those words mean? What? Explain it to me, King.
Hey, this is Haley, and for our goal of the Teen Summit was to be able to explain and kind of give people an idea of how to have their life with a purpose, how to love with a purpose, inspire and forgive and encourage with a purpose, and do it intentionally in their everyday life. And that really just means doing each of these things with, like actual purpose, pretty much. Trying to, like, purposefully love for people, trying to forgive people every day and encourage and inspire others, and actually going out of your comfort zone to do this sometimes.
Oh, I love that, go out of your comfort zone. So if I'm a teen and I'm thinking about coming to this, tell me why I should come.
Because
what should I expect?
And because it's going to be really fun. There's going to be a band and balloons and beach balls. So basically
yeah.
all the fun things at the beginning of the year are going to be there.
Yeah.
It's
going to be so fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're going to have tacos.
Yeah.
That's right. That's right. So we're going to start on Friday evening at 6. Well, no, I'm sorry, 7:30. And someone mentioned a band. So we have, I think it's Sinai Band, which is a rock Christian band, right?
Yeah.
Absolutely. And we're going to have, I think there's going to be lights, like you said, and beach balls and ice cream, and there's got to be a lot of fun. And who is that? We have a guest speaker. That
Yay.
First night. And that's right. Ben Davies. Who is Ben Davies?
He's an actor on some Christian movies. Yeah, like such as like Courageous and I'm Not Ashamed. And yeah, that's all I know.
That's right. And he is coming from Orange County, California, to be with you all. To help you all, to come as a help to help you all, and I think that's going to be incredible. Now then on so that's Friday. Then on Saturday we're actually going to do it a little differently. We're going to break up into groups, right? Who wants to talk about
yeah.
that?
Yeah.
Anybody want to talk about? Yes.
This is Jordan, and in the groups we're going to discuss each letter and find out how you can take everything you learned from the summit back to wherever you're from and to continue to spread the gospel and be a light.
Exactly, which is exactly what we know. Every one of us have that within us, that we want, we're all looking for that more that's inside us, but it seems like life and the social media and the expectations and the mask and all that, it's hidden down in there, and we're, through the process of bringing everyone together, we're going to share what you all have found to be true in your life, which life is really better when you're just who you really are, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. This is Jang Ann, and the dates are June 7th and 8th, and the location is in Augusta, Georgia at the Fierce Ferry Campus.
That's right. Thank you so much. And how can people, if people would like to go ahead and get more information, does anybody have the Gmail address?
The Instagram account if you want the Instagram account.
Okay.
Go follow Teen Talk 2K19, and that has all the registration and stuff in the Instagram.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. There's also a Gmail account. It's Teen Summit. That's with a 1T, Teen Summit 2019 at gmail.com. Also, they can get on Facebook, Roses and Rainbows, and all of it's listed there. And we do have a website that we are adding more information to that they'll be able to get on as well. So there's lots of ways to register, and there's lots of reasons to come. Now, throughout our conversation, teens, I've heard you all say three things, and you've said this when you were talking about what you needed from your parents to really break through some walls. And I've heard you also say the same three things when you talk about reaching out to other teens. So let's divide this up. We only have about 10 more minutes, but there's three things that you all have kept saying over and over, and it's just powerful words of wisdom in how we break through the walls to find who we are so that we truly can live our life with purpose. And you have said to really find ourselves, that it needs three things: time, trust, and truth talk. Do you all realize that you've done that? Time, trust, and truth talk, that we need time with one another, we need to trust one another, and we need to learn how to talk truthfully with one another. Comments on that? Did you know you were saying that?
No.
Not really. This is Haley, and I think over the entire course of the months we've been doing Teen Talk, we've kind of been like leading up to that, but now I'm realizing that that was basically what the whole thing was about.
Yeah. Absolutely. Anybody else?
Yeah.
Well, as we're moving toward our retreat and our conference, the team summit, we've been talking about the goals that we would like met, you know, which we've kind of turned into way of prayer. To our audience, let's tell them what we are working toward while we're doing the Teen Summit, what we hope God does during that time that we are all together. What are some of the things that you hope and we're praying? Which, by the way, what did we start yesterday? Our 40 days?
Of prayer.
40 days of prayer leading up to it. That's powerful. Are you all liking that?
Yeah.
Why?
It really gives us an opportunity to talk about what we're thankful for and things that we need to pray for and prepare for this summit. I'm Lawton.
It's going to bring us so much closer too, doesn't it? When you pray with your friends, it's just amazing what God is able to do in our prayer. And also, now, as we're praying, what are we praying that the goals are going to be met during this time together in this Teen Summit?
This is Alyssa, and kind of that, that God will really touch the hearts of people. Does anybody want to elaborate on that?
This is Bailey, and we're hoping that people grow closer to God and that they won't feel alone because, like, they'll have their group or they'll find a special connection with a friend that they can trust.
This is Haley, and I think one thing we're also hoping for is not just that the fact that some hearts will be changed for them, but also that we'll grow closer to God and we'll grow in our own hearts, too.
Yeah.
Love that. I love it. Love that. I love your hearts. And with only about 5 minutes to go, let me just open it up. What do you all, just as teens, want to say to other teens today? What do you want to say to other teens' hearts? What is on your heart this morning? If you could just say anything, you know, you're broadcasting now. If you could just say any word of encouragement or anything to anybody, what is your word of wisdom today? What would you want to what's on your heart just to just speak and share?
Hey, this is Riley again. And, you know, if you're struggling with something, if you're battling like we were talking about earlier, I just want to tell you a verse. It's John 16:33 that says, you know, Jesus is talking about that in this world you'll have trials and tribulations and that'll be hard. And that you'll have struggles, but Jesus says to take heart.
Mr. Soul, they need you for the bike cart key. Mr. Soul, they need the bike cart money box key, please.
Jesus says to take heart and to have courage, because He's overcome the world and He's overcome the struggles that you're facing.
Oh, Riley, thank you so much. And I know the girls are giggling, not because of the verse, but because of because you are in a real school and you just had a real announcement right in the middle of your talk. So, yeah. But, Riley, would you take just a minute now that that's over? Would you take just a second? Will you read that verse one more time and where it can be found? Because that's a powerful verse. Would you do that again?
Yes, ma'am. Just give me like 5 seconds.
Okay. Would anybody else have a verse that they want to share?
Please, we need Ben North and Caitlin Self to come to the high school office. Ben North and Caitlin Self to the high school office. Thank you.
This is Lawton. I felt like this is kind of relevant, but my life verse is Isaiah 58:11. It says, "The Lord will guide you always. He will satisfy your needs in a sun-scorched land. He will strengthen your frame. You will be like a well-watered garden of springs whose waters never fail." And I feel like that relates to anybody that's going through anything really hard right now, or if they're feeling lonely, because they can just read their Bible and know that God's with them.
Wow. Thank you, Lawton, so very, very much. Anybody else?
This is Jordan. I just wanted to say that to the person who is struggling with anything, that you are loved and someone cares. You just have to acknowledge what you're going through and try to gain courage to talk to someone because they want to help you too.
Thank you, Jordan.
This is Bailey, and I have a verse that I always like to look at. It's Deuteronomy 31:8, and it says, "The Lord himself goes before you and will be with you. He will never leave nor forsake you. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged." And that's one of my favorite verses to always look at.
Bailey, why is that one of your favorite verses?
Probably just because, like, it reminds me that, like, I'm never alone and, like, that there's always somebody there that cares, even if it doesn't feel like it.
I love that. I love that. Thank you. Anybody else?
This is Alyssa, and you're never really too late to learn about God. You don't have to be a kid or like an adult or a crazy old woman. You can pretty much be like anybody. And it's never really too late. You can always just grab a Bible to learn about him and just go to a preacher and ask your questions.
Okay. Nat, anybody else? Okay. All right. Well, guys, I'd like to thank you all so much for sharing, and I heard your heart, and I think it's really good that you've taken this so very seriously and really speaking truth into the hearts of other teens and parents, and, you know, it is just like Paul said to Timothy, do not let anyone look down on you because you're young, but set an example. And that does mean live life with a purpose, to love with a purpose, to inspire with a purpose, to forgive with a purpose, and to encourage with a purpose. So for any of you who are there listening and you would like to find out more information about our Teen Summit, Life with Purpose, we would love to have you love to answer the questions about that. We would love to give you directions. We'd love to tell you what it would take to get your child or your teen, I should say, registered. It's a small fee of just $25, and that's for all the materials, all the food, and all the handouts. And so it's very minimum, but that's the way we want to keep it because we want your family members to come. We do have a limit. It is we do have a limit, but the potential is limitless, so we want you to be a part, and we want you to get involved before we reach that limit. The Bible, Paul goes on to say that we are to not neglect the gifts that are inside us. And parents, it's very important that we do not overlook and neglect the gifts that are in our teenagers, and to help that be manifested and to bring that to life in our teens, because they have words of wisdom. They are beings that have purpose, and those purposes are being called forth right now. this Generation Z that we are working with right now are going to be the ones who bring in the truth and the hope for the Alpha generation that is rising up. So let us get involved with these teens' lives and let us take this seriously and let us be better at listening and let us be better at spending time and let us be better at helping them speak their truth talk and we also engage in truth talk. We are at a critical time in our generation where we all must come together and look to the Lord for our answers and to dedicate ourselves to Him in making this world a better place. Verse 15 of 2 Timothy chapter 4 says, "Be diligent in these matters and give yourself wholly to them so that all may see your progress. Watch your life, and this is why." And teens, I want to tell you this is the product of what you're working toward. Parents, this is the product of what these teens are working toward. This is the promise. If we stay diligent in what we're doing, if we stay prayerful in what we're doing, if we stay honest in what we're doing, Timothy is assured by Paul. He says, "Persevere, because if you do, you will save both yourself and those who hear." We are being used, teens, you are being used, not only by the saving of yourself through God's grace, but also to those who hear and listen. So I thank you so much, teens. Thank you so much for joining us. Say, everybody want to do a sign-off, say goodbye, say your name and say goodbye.
This is Abby, bye.
This is Haley, bye.
This is Riley, bye.
This is Lawton, bye.
This is Bailey, bye.
This is Jordan, bye.
This is Alyssa, bye.
This is Jang Ann, bye.
Bye!
And guys and girls, thank you so much for joining us. You have been a true blessing, just like I knew you would be. And to our listeners, thank you so much for joining us. We hope that you will contact us, be a part of what we're doing. We need you. And until next time, I want to remind you there is someone who loves you beyond anything you can imagine. He'll go with you wherever you go. There's nothing that you could do that would disappoint him or cause him to not love you any more, because he can definitely not love you any less. And he is the one that we were talking about, John 3:16, "For God so loved the world," and you're part of that world. We'll see you next time on Coffee with Kim. Bye, everybody.
To learn more about Kim's books, teaching materials, or to invite Kim to speak at your event, please visit kimcrable.com. Thank you for joining us today. And remember, to learn more, please visit kimcrable.com.